What's up, Mr. Plumbing?
Hey, Ira, I'm out here, Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
So busy. How you been?
Oh, hanging in there, bro.
Yeah? I know we've had lots of talks. I just wanted to get back in your ear, kind of see what you were thinking at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm doing business with some other people. Some SEO people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good or bad, but yeah, I did decide to move forward with somebody.
I thought you were going to give me a shot.
Yeah, well, I it was the timing, man. You know, right timing, anything's possible. They just caught me at the right time, I guess.
What companies do you end up hiring?
I think they're out of Chicago. They're called Easy Local.
Easy Local?
Yeah.
I don't even know who they are. Yeah, man. Yeah, you better make sure, like, is it E-Z as in zebra or E-A-S-Y?
E-Z as in zebra.
Okay, let's see if they're even a Google partner. Is Easy Local a Google partner? Let's take a look. Okay, so they can do AdWords, but they are not technically a Google partner.
What does that mean?
It's kind of like, do you have a plumber's license or do you not? That's what that means. Like, you can take a look at me as Local Splash a Google partner and just go type it into Google. Is Easy Local Google partner? Right? It's not a direct partner with Google like we are. So, and they don't even have a Google business page like Easy Local. Let's take a look. Like, they don't even have like a page with like their name and, you know, how like with Google reviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, whereas we have 1,200 Google reviews on our Google page, you know? So you just got to be careful, Ira, who you hire. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, man, I got 1,400 clients. I'm fine. Just shoot you straight. I'm doing good, actually. So, but for your sake, you got to make sure you're really hiring this right company, because a lot of people talk the talk, Ira, and most people don't walk the walk.
Well, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm actually not that happy with them, and I'm trying not to think of it too much. The reason is that it's almost as if I got no control of my own shit now. They get full control of my domain, everything, my website. It's just crazy. I don't know if that's how you guys do it or anything, but I didn't know that's what I was signing up for, but it is what it is, I guess.
You give me access, but, you know, we don't take full control over it. You still have access to your domain and everything. But they're not a full Google partner. So, I mean, honestly, I would, they're not even a Google partner. That's concerning to me.
Yeah, I didn't know about that until you mentioned it.
Yeah, that's why you gotta, like I said, take your time with this stuff, you know? I wasn't expecting you to just go, I thought you were gonna deal with Google on its own, you know?
Yeah, well, I jumped the gun, I guess.
How much did they charge you?
I'm paying, $300 a month.
Okay. I mean, it's not that crazy. Yeah, I mean, what I was talking to you, though, about is those paper leads. Those are where it's at. That's going to get you to that, you know, next level. Because, you know, just getting on the search engine, that's half the battle. The other half of the battle is getting enough leads where this makes even sense, you know?
Right.
So with me, you know, like my plumbing guys, like Ira, I told you, like, I got some plumbing guys that spend really crazy money. I got a guy that spends like 40 grand a month right now with me. He's a plumber in New York. And
wow.
He's spending like crazy money, crazy money. Imagine spending $40,000 a month on marketing. But he's got a huge team, right? 30 guys that all they do is go out, right? He's covering a big demographic. You know, of course he's going to spend that kind of money. But my point is having those paper leads, that takes your business to the next level. I mean, give them a try. I mean, obviously you just paid them. See what it's like for 30 days. You know, I'll send you a text. If you want to do something in the future, just reach back to me. But, you know, sounds like, you know, you're giving this company a try, and that's fine. I'm just going to have my team fill it with another plumbing company in the area because, you know, I thought we were going to do something, but obviously you decided to hire somebody else. So, and which is fine. If it doesn't work out, if I can make availability for you, great. You know, if not, like I said, you know, I'm gonna get another plumber in the area because, you know, I can't hold this anymore for you. So, but I appreciate it and I hope it works out for you. Okay.
Likewise, bro. You might be hearing back from me. I think I told you last time I'm really, really consider. I talked with the state and they said it's perfectly legal. I'm going to be opening two more businesses under my license. And
yeah.
they're going to be in different locations. I know,
okay.
I told you that about a couple weeks ago. I haven't did it yet. Tomorrow I might go register it. I'm not sure. You know, it's like $900 to open a corporation. So I don't know if I
yeah.
want to spend $900 tomorrow, but I might. So, you know, I'm going to be needing stuff. Maybe I will try you out, bro.
Yeah. Well, keep me posted. I mean, when you do register that corporation, make sure you put a different business address. That way we can use that address and not be the same as the New Grove Street one that you got. You know?
Because
that New Grove Street is already tied to a Google business profile.
Right.
You know? So whatever address you put on this new corporation, just make sure it's different than the one you're currently using right now. That way we can register it on Google for another location.
Okay.
You follow?
Well, where are you located?
I'm located here in Southern California, too.
Well, where about?
I told you, I'm by Disneyland. Remember?
Oh, okay, I think I do. I'm sorry.
Mountain Valley.
Yeah, I think I do remember. I talked to so many people that call me, offer me these services. I think I do remember. Yeah, you said, I think you said, was it you, Costa Mesa, or is that someone else?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm right close to Costa Mesa, Mountain Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right by Costa Mesa, but yeah. Totally.
Or I was just wondering.
Yeah, man.
But,
I really wish
yeah,
we could have done something. We were both in the same state, you know? But, sometimes this happens.
We
I see this all the time. People, like, they jump the gun or they get, you know, they're getting excited and, you know, and then they end up choosing a non-Google partner. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not even – technically, they're not even a Google partner. I mean, and they claim to do, like, what we do, but they're not a Google partner. Knock it off.
No, bro, I'm serious. I meant that when I said I'm not that happy already in just 1 week, but I'm trying not to think of it too much because, like I said, it's almost like as if they have to have full control, I guess. I can't mess with my own thing. They have to do it. So it's just kind of weird on that part. That's the only thing I don't like. I'm kind of putting my faith on them, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
they don't
worst case scenario, you know, you spend $299, not the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean,
comparative to things, you know, it's not the end of the world.
I mean, you're right. I just didn't. I don't know if you guys do that or not, but I just don't dig that. I guess I can't even do my own posting. That's what I was doing. I was doing my own postings on Facebook and Instagram, and
we just access your existing account. We don't take full control over it. You keep your same username and everything else. You just share that information with us when we do the Facebook ads, you know?
That's my only complaint, like I said. So I've only been with them a week. What I realized is I didn't know I was signing up to – now I guess I just got to hope for the best. You know, I can't even touch my own shit. It's just kind of weird. But they said because
I've seen this too many times where people hire the wrong companies. There's a lot of talkers out there, you know. But
yeah,
you know, if you get to a point where you're not happy, and like I said, if I have availability, just reach out. You know, love to help you. I thought we were going to be doing something together, but you know, somebody else, I guess, got to you, and it happened. So, but like I said, you know, it just sucks because, you know, if they were a good company, I'd be like, okay, at least you're with a good company. But they're not even a Google partner. It's like them doing plumbing without a license. You know?
Right.
I mean, anybody can claim all this talk, but, you know, there's a reason why there's licensed plumbers and then there's handyman.
Yeah, you're right.
They're trying
to
be like a handyman, you know, and doing plumbing work when they shouldn't be doing that. So, and you can see it for yourself. Just go type in Easy Local, a Google partner on Google. Just Google it, and you'll see for yourself, you know? So.
And if I Google Local Slash, it's going to say that you guys are a Google partner?
Yeah, here, I'll even read it to you right now. Is Local Slash a Google partner? Let's see what Google says. Yep. It says, yes, Local Slash is a certified Google partner specializing in local search engine optimization, Google Ads, and Google Business Profile Management. They are recognized as a high-rated agency with team members who are Google Ads certified professionals. Key details, expertise. They focus on enhancing visibility and local search results in Google Maps. Certified professionals, the company employs individuals with or in training for Google Ads certifications. Services beyond SEO, they manage Google Ads campaigns and Google Verified services. Experience, they have over 20 years of experience and have managed thousands of Google Ads accounts for local businesses. That's Google right there telling you that. So, yeah. So, when you type is easy, local, a Google partner, here's what Google says. Let's see. Based on their historical elements, Easy Local has claimed to be a Google AdWords certified partner, not a direct partner for Google Places listings. They act as a third-party service using proprietary technology and is discussed in the Reddit thread to help with listing management and local SEO. They are a third-party local search marketing company and not a direct partner for Google Maps or Google Business Profile. But they act as a trusted data contributor. So there's your answer. That's what Google just spit out. So no, Google Easy Local is not a Google partner. There is a difference too. I mean, we're certified. We're Google's biggest partner, by the way. We're $2.8 billion company, Ira. My owner owns his own building here. right? And own his own building. It's major. He's got a big commercial building that we work out of. We didn't get there by not getting results or, you know, not making it happen. Did you ever watch that video I sent you the other day?
No, unfortunately.
You gotta watch that video. My guy did a really good video. I'm gonna text it to you right now, okay? It's my client. Remember I was telling you about Lewis Pest Control, even let you see his picture and everything. Remember I talked to you about him and getting that personalized photo and all that? Right?
Yeah,
he did a video for us. You need to watch this, okay? I just texted it to you. Take the time to watch it. Like I said, reach out if, you know, they don't perform for you. But just keep in mind they are not a Google partner. So, you know, it's like you're doing plumbing work without a plumber's license. No bueno.
No, that's really bad, yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. Anybody can talk a talk, but if you don't have a license to do what you're doing and you're not truly vetted by Google, what are you? You know?
Yeah.
You have no business being in my space. I hate guys like this. I really do, because they're like, they ruin our business because they are not experts in the field. And you see it too in plumbing. You know, people come over and do crappy plumbing jobs all the time too. So, you know,
same thing. You're right, man.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wish we had, like, government oversight in my industry or something, but, you know, I see businesses like you trust the wrong guys, and then they get a sour taste because somebody didn't perform, but they didn't take the time to really see if that was a legit business or not, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, like I said, hopefully you can get some results out of it. If not, you know, let me see what I can do for you in the future. But definitely watch that video. You need to get on those pay-per-leads eventually with me because those IRA are the best leads money can buy. Lewis literally started with, like, a little bit of money, by the way, and now he has over 12, like, bands going. Just watch the video. He tells his whole story. Okay?
No, I will, bro. I'm a real spontaneous guy, bro. If I want to get in contact with you, how do I do that, man?
I just texted you, so just text me. Hold that number.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I'll look at it right
hold
now. You
number,
said check
man.
Out the video?
Yeah, I just texted you that video. Watch that video. It's a YouTube video I just sent you. Literally, we just recorded it like a week ago. Like, Lewis got in front of a video with us and, like, on his camera, and we asked him a bunch of questions. And I think you'll really enjoy it, and you'll really see the value of what I can bring to the table after watching that.
No, I'm going to check it out, bro. And like I said, I'm about to move forward doing something else. So, you know, hopefully I will try you out, bro, because I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not a bullshitter, but I actually feel really bad that I didn't. You know, you are making me realize, like, fuck, maybe I should have tried you instead of that other company. Well, you know, that's neither here or there now. I already stepped forward with them.
I mean, $300 is not the end of the world, but definitely don't let them keep billing you if you're not satisfied, you know. Like, you know, that's something you could really think about, too. And, you know, with me, though, you know, my recommendation is we do all three levels of services, right? So the first month would be $549 with me, and then it's $299 a month thereafter, because the first month we got to pay for your background check, and we got to get all the vetting done with Google, right, as I told you about. But then once we are able to get you those paper leads, you can turn those paper leads on at any time, Ira. So when you need those extra leads, like on a week when you do need that extra, like, volume, right, you can turn those on. And then when you're really busy, obviously you keep them off. But I'm going to bring you three levels of service with me. You'll be on the first page of Google for the keywords on the map section, right? That's like the same thing that they're probably doing for you. I spend $100 in retargeting ads every month on Facebook. So anybody in your area and surrounding areas that are keywording, you know, plumbing keywords, every time they log on to Facebook, they're going to see an ad to try and motivate them to call you. And then the third thing that I'll bring to the table is, like I said, those paper leads. And what's so cool about those paper leads, Ira, is anytime somebody calls you on that platform, right, you get to first talk to them. You get to ask them a bunch of questions. right? And then during the course of that conversation, you're like, yeah, I like this lead. Then you have a choice to pay for it. And if you come to the conclusion during that conversation, you're like, I don't like this lead, then you can simply and politely say, you know what? I appreciate you calling. You can turn down the lead, and you don't have to pay for it. Huge.
That sounds cool. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah. So Lewis talks about that. That's why I want you to watch that video. So when we hang up, watch the video. Text me sometime. Let's keep in touch, you know, and then just get back to me, okay?
I appreciate that, bro. Is your name Matt?
Yeah, my name's Matt.
Okay, yeah, all right. I do remember. Okay, bro.
Yeah, we've talked like 2 or 3 times already. You know?
I remember you. Yeah, I just wasn't sure. It was in the back of my head. I think his name's Matt.
Yeah. So I've sent you emails too before, like, you know, breaking down this stuff, you know, but go watch that Lewis video right when we hang up. And then, like I said, just get back to me, okay, Ira? And let's definitely keep in touch, okay, sir?
I appreciate the call, Matt.
No worries, man. It's okay, man. If they don't perform for you, it's $300. It's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? But just don't let it drag on so that, you know, you get with the right company. You, no matter what, even if you don't do business with me, definitely get with a Google partner. That's the number one rule. You got to be with a Google partner. Everybody else is just talk, you know? In order to be a Google partner, you have to, like, abide by Google's rules, right? And you got to play by the rules, you know? Just like being licensed to do plumbing, right? You got to do what the state tells you to do, right? So, and you took the time to study for the test and you got your state license, right? Well, same thing here, man, right? You know, our company's been vetted. We're not just a Google partner. We're a certified partner. It's the highest level you can get. So, that being said, again, watch the video. Let's get back in touch and, hope to hear from you soon. Okay.
Okay, bro. Thank you.
No worries. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you. You take care.
You too, Matt.
Bye.
Thank you. You too, man.
Bye-bye.